USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is again speaking out about a potential Russian invasion of Ukraine. While attending the Munich Security Conference, Vice President Harris said they've seen Russia do this type of thing before. She said this to Ukrainian President Zelensky.
The United States takes seriously the importance of the integrity and the territorial integrity of Ukraine and your sovereignty. And the United States stands with Ukraine.
She also said there would be a swift and united response if an invasion does take place. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson also addressed the Russian threat.
Whatever happens in the next few days and weeks, we cannot allow European countries to be blackmailed by Russia. We cannot allow the threat of Russian aggression to change the security architecture of Europe.
This is USA Radio News.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water project, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15, decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
Police have arrested more than 100 protesters involved in the so-called Freedom Convoy demonstrations in the Canadian capital of Ottawa, which officials said turned violent. The convoy protests began in late January and were initially focused on the Canadian government's vaccine mandate for cross-border truckers. But now it's expanded into a broader movement against public health measures to limit the spread of COVID-19. On Friday, police arrested more than 100 people and have had 21 vehicles towed in Ottawa. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau invoked the Emergencies Act to allow the government to expand measures to end the protests and pointed out to CNN that some people in the U.S. are funding the protesters. Officials in the U.S. are also concerned about a potential trucker convoy protest ahead of President Biden's State of the Union address on March 1st, according to CNN. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times, and I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
California Governor Gavin Newsom announced a package of legislation that would allow private citizens to sue gun manufacturers. Under one bill, anyone could sue manufacturers, distributors, transporters, or sellers of assault-style weapons. The other bill would prohibit companies from advertising certain kinds of weapons to children. Newsom said, "This is not about attacking law-abiding gun owners. It's about stopping the tragic violence that's ravaging communities across the country." The California legislation is modeled after a Texas law that bans abortion approximately 6 weeks after the pregnant person's last menstrual cycle, using a unique enforcement mechanism. It deputizes private citizens rather than the state's executive branch to sue anyone who aids and abets the procedure. Any individual can sue anyone involved in an illegal abortion and win up to $10,000 in court. During a press conference announcing the new gun legislation, Newsom made it clear that he intends for California's bill to serve as a test for the court's procedure on abortion. He said he disagreed with the court's decision and considered it outrageous. Earlier this week, gunmaker Remington agreed to pay more than $73 million to settle a lawsuit with several families of victims of the Sandy Hook shooting attack that killed 20 children almost a decade ago. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.